Omar Rav, that Eino overall love is known in the first case, the Kachal, these orders of the behemoth. If you didn't cut it open first, but rather you cooked it up the way it was, is Eino overall love, you're not over any of the rice if you eat it now over the cooking of it. And who are the Mutter, Siva Mutla Kathilot eat it? Rashi said, an overall love me the rice, or Mutla Kathilot Bachila. In Bisht, rice is clearly, if you cooked it up, even if you cooked it up now, the orders, in water, still it's Mutter. And we do not say it's awesome in the Rabbonin, because Rashi says, the Hafilu Nischa Pimenu Vyotza Mil Kamon Cholov Shchutim in the Rabbonin, that even the case, where if you'd milk the cow after you kill, after you made a shechita on the cow, then if you'd milk it, the milk that comes out after shechita, it doesn't have a loch of cholov of milk on it. And it's only an issim of the rabbanan that you eat that with milk. That's only if it mamish came out. But here that the milk did not come out of the udders, it's only you cooked up the udder the way it was. But since the milk does not come out, just the tam goes into the meat itself, that's even mutlach atchilo. That's what Reb Zeira Amar Rav holds. That you cook up the udders by themselves, it's even mutlach atchilo tidit. So what's the question? Why? Ivo nan tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ain't no overall love. Mashma, there's no yisadi raisa. So diik is never who the loyofi, not over any yisadi raisa. But mashma ho yisurika. But midirabonin though, mashma should be yasa. Midirabonin is called bosa b'cholav. Mashma should be yasa tidit. Samara says no. I tell you, pshat according to Reb Zeir is that vidin who really, I'll tell you, the Yisur Nami Lekin, it's not even this of the Rabbanin. So why does the Mishnah just say Lashon Ein Oiver Lov? V'yayvi de boile Mishnah Sefer. Since it wants to say in the Sefer the Mishnah, that Halev Kareya Moitzi Esdomai, that the heart you're supposed to cut it open first and get the dam out. What's going to be like Kareya if you do not cut it open? Ein Oiver Lov, and not over this of the Raisa. Hossam over there, Mever Hu de Loyover. There, if you didn't cut open the heart first and you cooked it. So true, there's no issa d'iraisa. The way Toys learns, because since it's called dam shebishlu, since you cooked up the blood, there's no issa d'iraisa. But there, who are yisurika? The mice, it's awesome with the rabbanon, because the mice is called, you're eating blood. Some of the rabbanon talk of it's awesome. The Sinter says this lashon in the sefer. I tell you, Tanya Nami Reisha says the same type of the lashon in the Reisha. Ain't no oivra love. That if you cook up the chal without cutting it open first, you're not oivra. But enech nami, it's mut lechatila. That's what Reb Zeira Amar Rav holds. Now the Gemara says, Lema Misaila, let me bring a proof to Reb Zeira. Why? It says, Akchal, the others, Kareya Omeitzias Cholboy. Lechatila, what you're supposed to do is cut them open before you cook them and let the milk drip out of it. What's going to be like Kareya? Let's say, no, the person did not cut it open first. Ain't no over love, you're not over any Issa by eating it. This udder that you cooked up. There's no Issa Bosa Becholafia. Now halev, what about the heart of an animal? Kareyos, like you're supposed to cut it open. Umoitzias dam, let the blood drip out of it. What's going to be like kareya? Let's say you did not cut it open before you cooked the lev. So lachar is kareya liyachad mishulay. Umutter, you're allowed to even, or you have to, cut it up after you cook it, and let any of the dam drip out, and then it becomes mutter. Again, because since it was cooked up, it's only yisad rabbonin, and therefore it's enough just to let it drip out, that's enough. So diik is leiv hu deboy kriya. It only says that in case you cooked up the heart that you did not open it up before, here you have to cut it open. Mashma, if you don't cut it open, it's also tidum with the rabbanon. Mashma only by leiv, that's biyasa. Avla kechal, but the others of the animal. Mashma, if you cooked them up whole without cutting them up first, then leiboy kriya, you do not have to cut it up later. You're allowed to eat it the way it is. That's mashma like Reb Zeira, that once you cooked it up, now it's mutlach chil tidit. So Mar says, no, maybe that's not a proof. Duma maybe like this, maybe the Mishnah means, the Brice means like this. Lave the heart, who does sagi lo b'kriya? Could be the heart, that's enough, sagi lo b'kriya. If you cut it open, it'll be enough to eat the heart that way. Alva kachal, but maybe the kachal, if you cooked up the udder without first taking the milk out, so if you cooked it up with its milk inside it, maybe now with sagi lo b'kriya, maybe yada, got a little chumra. That's for sure cold already, bosa b'cholav, and maybe the milk now got gave a time into the meat, so it's ostatidit now, and now it won't help you anymore to cut it to let the milk come out. Maybe that's what the brisa means. So there won't be a proof to Reb Zeira. Like all problems, even though there's no proof, that's what Reb Zeira holds. Rashi says, Avakachal means shurach, it's very soft, maybe kvar nivlo boichol, the milk went into the meat already, and it doesn't come out, or became osa. So you won't have a proof from here to Reb Zeira. That's where Reb Zeira holds. Now, Vika di Ami, some say like this. Vika di Ami, Omer, Reb Zeira said, Omer, the name of Rav, Eino oivru olov, you're not over any yisiv, you eat up this kachal, no yisiv, the rice, if you eat the kachal when it's cooked up, but you should know the yasa, but with the rabbanon though it is also, but the rabbanon is an yisiv, bosa, b'chol, we can eat it. That's what some say. Now this tzad, let me bring a proof to this tzad. It says in the Mishnah, Eino oivru olov, that if you eat the kachal that's cooked up, you're not over an yisiv, the rice. So diyik is mever, who the layover, you're not over any yisiv, the rice. Mashmalo clearly, ho yisurika. But there is an issim of the Rabbanan, so it should be a proof. Tzmora says no. The dinu really, I tell you, the yisur and amalek, is not even an issa. It's mutlech tchila. Why does it say loshen just mevrud layavar? Again, v'yadi debor the mister sefer, since it wants to say in the sefer. Ha leiv, koreya moitzias domoi, that the leiv, the heart. You are koreya. And you take out the blood. Loi koreya, if you did not cut it up, ain't no oivrulov, you're not over nisa di raisa. Now, by the lave, hossam, neverhood loyover. True. If you eat the cooked up heart without taking out the blood first, you're not over nisidir isa. But ho yisurika, but midirabonin, though, lamaisa, there's blood inside the heart, even though it's cooked up blood, but it's also midirabonin. But since in the safe, it says it this way, I'll tell you maybe, tonin nami resh, it says in the resh also, ain't way for love, that if you eat the khal, you're not over nisidir isa. But it could be, not only there's no nisidir isa, but it could be it's even mutla khatkhila. Like that, like Rashi started off saying, the milk that comes out of a behemah shchuti, if the behemah is dead, is not also midiraisa. And here that the milk did not come out, it could be seen it's only the tam that's inside the chada, when you cook it up, the tam of the milk goes inside the meat, maybe that's even mutla ketchila. Toshma, come with another proof. Again, it says hakchal, the others, is kareya, you're supposed to cut them up first. That's lechetchila. Umoitzias cholboy, let all the milk drip out. What's going to be like Korea? Somebody did not cut it up first. Ain't a wife or love. If you cooked it up, then you're not overfeeding it. Halev, what about the heart? Korea was supposed to cut it up first. Umoitzias dom and get all the blood out. What's going to be like Korea? Somebody did not cut it up before he cooked it. And then he cooked it. So still, Korea liacha bishulay. Here it says the word bishul. If you cooked it up, the lave, the heart, now slice it. And let the blood come out, umuta. But it's a dig, the price on, he says, levhu deboi kriya. Only the lev, you have to cut it up later. Avu kachal leboi kriya. A mashmah the kachal, if you already cooked it, you could eat it the way it is, you don't have to cut it anymore. So it's mut mashmah again, even the chathilu it's muta. Samara says, no. Dilma may be levhu disagin lebi kriya. Maybe no, that the heart helps a kriya. But avu kachal leisagin lebi kriya. But maybe the kachal, if you cooked it up, it remains also. It doesn't help you anymore to slice it later. And Rashi says, because since the kachal is soft, the time of the milk went in and it remains also. So kids, we don't have any proof. But these are the two ikad the armies. The first lashon was it's mutter. The second lashon is it's awesome to Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kalish Nekama. I'll bring you a proof to the first lashon, the Rab of Rav, that kachal is mutter lechatchila. Because it says like this. Kchal shebishlo b'chol, but here it says clearly, this kchal, the udders of the animal, of the cow, shebishlo, you cooked them up the way they were, without first taking out the milk, bilchol by with the milk inside it, mutte, it says clearly mutte, mutte's mash, even with the rabbonin, you're allowed to eat it now. What's going to be keva though? Keva, that's the stomach of the animal. Let's say an animal before it died, a young animal, that sucked its mother, and it has milk now inside its stomach. So yet then you shechted the animal and you have its stomach. And there's milk inside the keva. So keva, you have the stomach of the animal. Shebishlo b'cholboy, that you cooked it up when you know there was milk inside it. Now also, this is also, now let's eat it. Could be it's only also with the rabbonin, but I call upon him, this is also. Rashi says, Yekeva shatle, or shel egel, sheyonkin acholah v'toykevosim. The little baby ones that are nursing from the mother. So it says, here tak it's also. But it's a rai though, but the kachal, it says it's mutter. Now the Gemara explains, the ma hefresh ben zelazer, what's the difference between the udders, or the stomach of the animal? So the Gemara says, yes, zeh konus b'meyev. in a case why the keva, the stomach, the pshat is, how did the milk come there? It nursed its mother. So the milk came out of its mother, and it's called regular milk. So that's called milk is konis, milk is in its stomach, that's called real milk. And therefore that's nisa basa b'cholof. But v'zeh, by the udders, ein konis v'meyev. It's not called the milk is really stored up in the udders. Like the milk there, Rashi says, zeh konis v'meyev, when the baby nurses its mother, and the milk comes out of the udders of the mother, cholofu, that's called milk. But kechal, the udders themselves, ain't the konos b'meyev, means shloyotze midodi abheima, b'chayel. The milk did not come out from the udders when the animal was alive. For loynesav, it didn't gather together in the udders. Ella, rather, muvla b'bosu, was still sapped into the meat. And it didn't come out when it was alive. Therefore, never got a shame milk on it. So therefore, lechatchila trak true boy cream with rabbanon. Lechatchila, before you go to cook up this chal, you're supposed to first cut it to let the milk drip out. But b'diev, if you did not cut it up, you just cooked it the way it is, here it's mut lechatchila. So that's a right to the first lashon. That's where we pass on the first lashon. Yeah. The other Gemara says, ketzot kareya. What's the case? How are you supposed to be kareya, at least lechatchila, even by the chal or by the lave? How are you supposed to cut it open? Some Rav Yehuda, kareya shesiverev, you have to slice it upwards and across, and then v'tocha b'koisel and press it against the wall. That's called a kareya. Rashi says, kosher b'yod l'koisel v'desh yischot cholboy, like squeeze it against the wall, that all the smoke should come out. Now, that's what you're supposed to do lechatchila. Omale Reb Lezer l'shmaya, Reb Lezer told his servant, currently also, v'yano eichel, like if you want to cook up the kachal, the others for me, make sure first to cut it, and then I'll eat it. Rashi says, currently, Rashi says, kachal, kaitim shetet slenu, before you should roast it, and then I'll eat it. So Mora says, Chur, my commission, what's the chiddush of Reb Lezer? Mas nisne, now Mishnah also says like that. That the Mishnah says, lechetchil, you're supposed to be kareya. So what's the chiddush of this maaser? Reb Lezer told the shamish, pshita lechatchila is supposed to be kareya. So Mora says, "Hol kamash." When the chiddush over here was that the loy beinon shesi verev atocha bekoisel, he didn't tell him to cut it so much to slice it upwards and across and then to push it. Rashi says, "Hol kamash mon kriya bialma kamalei, just give it a slice. Oy shesi either straight down or yor straight across. Walafi shacholav hanaytiv yoytzel lamata, because any milk in the udders come out from the bottom of it." So therefore it's easy to come out, so you don't have to slice it or crisscross. Yeah, Rashi also speaks out, if you want to cook in the pot. This is Rashi Shita. That's what we say before, if you cook it, it's mut, it's only a bit still, and if you roast it. So Rashi learns, if you'd cook it up, it really remain also. That if it's mut, it's only mutter by roasting it. That's Rashi Shita. So that's like chal is mutter, it's only if you roast it. But if you would cook it, it would be also. Yeah. So that was the chiddush. Hakamash mon leboy shesi deri v'tocha v'kaisel. Nothing more says. Omru le yalso le Rav Nachman. Yalso, that was the wife of Rav Nachman. So his wife said to Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see. There's a klal that called the yoso lon rachmano. Anything the Torah says, it's also yishino shori lon kabosei. There's something that's muta that tastes like the yisah that we're allowed to eat. What does that mean? Also lon doma. You're not allowed to eat blood of an animal, but Sharolon Kamta, the Torah says you're allowed to eat liver. Even though the liver of the animal, Rashi says, Kula Dam, the liver really is all blood, just as Korosh had gelled up. So kids, if you want to eat blood, to taste the taste of blood, eat liver. Liver tastes like blood. And that you're allowed to eat. Another case is Nida, Anisha, when she sees blood, she becomes a Nida. But is Dam Toyer, there are certain times an Isha remains torn when she sees dam, either by the dam Sulim, Rashi says, or else after she gives birth, after the first 14 and 7 days, the next days, even the dam she sees, she's torn with the Uraisa. So is that Shapasha, the dam is torn. Chelev, behemah, the Torah said you can't eat the chelev, the fats of the behemah, but chelev chaya, you're allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya, that's mutta. Chazir, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a pig. Moicho dishibutoi, there's this fish called the shibutai that if you eat the brains of it, it tastes the same taste as the chazir. So good, there's a way to eat it. Girusa, Rashi said, that's an oif tamei, a treifa bird. If you want to taste something like it, lishna de kavra. Mashma, eat the lishna, what the tongue of fish, the sound, well, the fish has tongue. Eat the tongue of the fish, that would taste like this. Yeah. The tongue of a fish, that tastes like this girusa. Eishes ish, when a lady gets married, nobody's allowed to live with her. Girusha, b'chayibala, there's a heta though of a girusha that doesn't give her a get. Eishes ach, there's a case of your brother's wife, you can't marry her. But yivam, there's a case when your brother dies, you're allowed to marry her. Kusis, what about a goya shiksa? You're not allowed to marry a shiksa. Yifas toya, there's a heta when you go to mechom and you find yifas toya, you're allowed to marry her that way, yifas toya. So now, Yalfus, the wife, asks Rav Nachman, that listen, binon lemecho bisra b'chovah, she wants to taste milk and meat. How does it taste? And there's a cloud, whatever the Torah says is also, there's some way to taste the beheta. So she wants to know, what could I eat that's going to taste like bisra b'chovah? So Amul Rav Nachman, Nachman said back, the Tavch, Rav Nachman said back to his tabach, to his chef, to the head of his chef, he said back to him, listen, Ozivikulo kachli, I want you to roast for me the kachol, I want you to roast for me the others. So that's going to have a tam of bosa b'cholof, and that's muta. Yerashi says, shoftu tnula kachabish, would put it on the spit and roast it. For the Gemara still, I've learned in our Mishnah Korea. Our Mishnah says, lechatchilu, though, you have to first cut it. How could Rav Nachman give this eitzah to go stam roasted mashma with the milk and salt, give it a taste of bosa b'cholov? I, the Mishnah says that lechatchil, at least, you're supposed to first cut it, let the milk drip out, so then the stam won't taste like bosa b'cholov. True, but the yever, it's muta, but it's not lechatchila. So when it says, no, who lechadera? That the Mishnah says you're supposed to cut it lechatchila, that's only if you plan to cook it. Lechadera means in a pot. Rashi says, there the chinofig minei, when the cook it in a pot, so the milk comes out into the pot. That's called milk, echolav shchuta, and that's awesome in the rabbanon. The chihod, the middle, the lady, when it goes, moves around in the pot, that's awesome in the rabbanon. Well, the tone of that the Mishnah says, like kirei, ain't a way for love. Rashi says, Nachman, sir, like lishna basra, the rav, holds like lishna basra of rav, will brise the mukkalo, but sli. The brise that says it's mutta is only talking about sli if you roast it. So, kids, if you roast it, there it's mutta. So that's what he says, I've not like raise some marine to look at there. When do you have to cut it open first? That's only if you plan to cook it. If you plan to roast it, then you don't have to cook it. You don't have to cut it open first. So you could roast the khal and that would taste like basa b'cholof. For the more I woke Tony Shebishloi, the ever didn't lachatiloi, mashmas only be the ever you lot even roast it, but not lachatilo. So more says no. Who I didn't really have to tell you that for lachatilo, you're allowed to roast the khal. Just the idea to kabod limits the sefer. Since we want to say the din of the sefer, that keva, that's the loch of the stomach, the keva. And there we say the keva shebishlo, the cholba. If you cooked it up in its milk, if you have the stomach that has milk and